William Carlos Williams' poem, The Red Wheelbarrow, is a great example of the way in which the form or the structure of a poem can tell us a lot about the poem. If we look at this very short poem, one of the things that we'll conclude if you look at how the stanzas are constructed is that every stanza looks a little bit like the red wheelbarrow, the very thing that the speaker is talking about in this poem. And one of the questions we might ask is, well, why would William Carlos Williams take the time to make his stanzas look like the wheelbarrow? Well, if we think about what he's saying in this poem, or some of what he's saying in this poem, so much depends upon the red wheelbarrow. That's the opening line of the poem. We can think about that both kind of figuratively and literally. If we think about it, you know, in a figurative sense, we could conclude that yes, for a lot of people, a lot does depend on a red wheelbarrow, or on their red wheelbarrow, or on a red wheelbarrow. If you're somebody who needs the wheelbarrow to do things, then obviously a lot does depend on you being able to do your job with that wheelbarrow. But if we think about it in a more literal sense, the poem appears to be depending upon the red wheelbarrow as well, not simply for its subject matter, but also for its form. And one of the neat things we can see in this poem is a relationship between what's being talked about, the red wheelbarrow, and the actual structure of the poem. Now, one of the things we might ask as we go through this poem is, okay, he does say that so much does depend on the red wheelbarrow in the first stanza, but then as we move, you know, into the other stanzas in this poem, he's describing other things. He's describing, you know, the white chickens, or he's describing the fact that the red wheelbarrow is glazed with rainwater. And then what we might ask ourselves is, okay, well, out of all the different images that are presented in this poem, why does so much depend on the red wheelbarrow?